Hey guys, it's Grace
and Megan,
and today is the very first episode of our brand new podcast,
Grace and Meg's 1D Talk.
Let's get right into it. This is going to be our introduction episode where we'll be asking each other questions about the boys. We'll start with me asking questions to Megan. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. First up, who is your favorite 1D boy at the moment?
At the moment, I think it would have to be Louie. He's just so sweet. I love his little tweets just asking how everyone is doing. And I think it's so cute. And I just love him.
I definitely agree with that. The tweets yesterday were very exciting. So cute. It always makes me upset because I don't get notifications when he replies to other people.
Right, because then we never know.
Exactly. All right, moving on. What is your favorite album of One Direction at the moment?
My favorite One Direction album is 4. We are actually sitting right next to my 4 blanket right now because it is just my favorite. I love it so much. No skips. Just amazing.
I agree. Next up, who is your favorite solo artist?
I mean, right now, obviously, it would have to be Zayn because his new album is insane. It's amazing. I love it so much. He released it like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was just a week ago about.
But it's so good. And I'm obsessed. I just love it so much.
It is really great. All right, moving on. Speaking of Zayn's new album, Nobody Is Listening, what is your favorite song off of it?
My favorite song is River Road, probably, and Unbleepwittable,
probably. I definitely have to agree. I love both those songs. So good. It's just really great. Mm-hmm. Next up, what is your favorite piece of merch or decoration that's in your room right now?
I mean, we are just surrounded by all of my decorations right now. I just recently ordered 3 posters that have Harry lyrics on them from an Etsy shop, which are so cute, and I have a bunch of pictures. But I think my favorite is my 4 blanket because it just covers my bed, and it's amazing. I love it.
If you're listening to this right now and you don't have a 1D blanket, I recommend getting one. This is your sign to get a One Direction blanket.
We both have them. I have one of the 4 album cover, and Grace has one that just has their faces on it.
From the Up All Night phase.
So,
yep. All right, moving on. What is your favorite, this one might be hard, One Direction song?
Okay, so my favorites in the moment are Fool's Gold, Diana.
Diana.
Literally anything from 4 as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would have to go with Fool's Gold. It's just so good.
I love the Nile cover of that one too.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't listened to it, it's on Spotify. It's really great. And it's probably on YouTube too.
Yeah.
Just look up Niall Horan's cover and it'll probably be right there. Next up, who is your favorite 1D friend? This could be Ash, Ross, Lewis, could be any of those people. But not like a family member or someone they're dating.
Right. I think right now my favorite is Louis Capaldi. Just his Twitter is so funny. And he is just so, like, I feel like effortlessly funny. Like, he's just a funny person.
There's just people that are just funny. And he's just one of them.
Right. Like, I love watching YouTube videos of, like, interviews that he and Niall had together. I just love their friendship. It's so funny.
For sure. Okay. Now this part is what I was like, you can't do it next time. Who is your favorite 1D family member?
Right now, I feel like it would have to be... I love Zayn's mom's Instagram and Harry's mom's Instagram. They're so wholesome. I just love them so much.
Yep.
But obviously... Obviously, I also love Louis' sisters. Their Instagrams, I love them a lot, except for their tanning. But I mean... yeah, I just like all of them.
Me too, for sure. I definitely love what Zayn's mother posted today when she was playing his song in the car or is on the radio. I'm not sure, but I just loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, we're going to do kind of a 2-part question. What's your favorite 1D or solo, like, funny quote? And what's your favorite more so serious quote?
Okay. My favorite serious one is when Harry was like,
I already know what you're gonna say.
Oh no, this is the serious one.
Yeah.
It's like if you're doing someone told me, I don't know the exact quote, but it was like, if you're doing what you love, then no one can tell you aren't successful. And I just love that.
I love it too.
I love it so much. And then
hashtag my acting career.
There are so many funny quotes that I just love. Ooh, I love the one where you can barely understand Niall's accent. And he's like, no, I'm not going to dinner because you're hurting
Don't
me.
Don't do this to me.
You're on my wrist. No, Stephen, I'm going in for me dinner because you're being mean to me. And I love you literally cannot understand what he's saying. It's the funniest thing.
And I love the one where Louis is like, ah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, you literally can't understand what they're saying.
It's so good. All right.
So funny.
Yep. Let's switch it up now and hear some questions from you to me.
All right. So, Grace, who is your favorite 1D boy?
Okay, well, it definitely switches based on, like, what's happening, who just dropped a new song, what's going on. If Liam's having an LP show, it's Liam. It really just depends. Right. But based on the iconic Nobody Is Listening album, I'm going to have to go with Zayn. And if you didn't know, they did drop the baby's name, and it's so pretty. Her name is Kai.
I love it so much.
And if you didn't know, it's Zayn and Gigi's baby, and... Mm-hmm. We haven't seen her yet for privacy reasons, of course, but I just already know she's just adorable.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite One Direction album?
Okay, well, normally it would either be 4 or Made in the AM, but I'm kind of in like a throwback phase right now. Like, I've been listening to like Party in the USA and like all those old
that's
songs.
That's not a One Direction album.
No, but I'm saying like, probably.
I was going to say.
That's Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
But I definitely have to say at the moment, it's probably Take Me Home.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's classic. Really great. And I love the throwbacks like, let me kiss you. Bow, 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 bow.
So good. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite solo album at the moment?
Well, according to my earlier answer, I'd have to go with Nobody's Listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
solid choice.
I love it so much, especially Tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
And like, is it called The Bridge? It's so beautiful. I'm literally obsessed so with good. It. Go stream Nobody's
His
Listening.
Falsetto.
Once you're done streaming our podcast.
Yeah, after you're done with this, go stream Nobody's Listening. His range in the entire album is insane.
Yeah.
So good. Such good like control when he goes into falsetto.
Yeah, it's really insane. Good.
Okay, who's your favorite solo artist? Which we just discussed,
well,
kind of.
At the moment, mm-hmm. It would have to be Zayn, because the music is just top tier. Also, I recently got into, like, his cover of A Whole New World that was in the Aladdin live-action credits. I don't remember who he sang it with, but they're both amazing, and it's just an amazing way to sing the song, and I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your favorite One Direction or solo funny quote and like inspirational quote?
Well, my inspirational quote is the exact same one as yours, actually. And I have so many funny quotes, but just like Niall's lives.
Oh
as a
my
whole,
gosh.
But like,
so funny.
Does he call it like a Hoover?
Oh, yeah. The Hoover.
The Hoover is dead. That's probably my favorite one. Or like, welcome to
my fridge. So
I
good.
Love those two.
Okay. What is your favorite One Direction song?
Oh gosh. Okay. This one is really, really hard. So let me, like, I don't even know. I just love them all.
Yeah. It's so hard to choose a favorite. What was your number one on your list when we took that quiz? We both took quizzes to see like what our favorite One Direction song is.
Yeah, that was definitely really
fun. I think
fun.
Mine was Diana.
Mine was End of the Day, I think. Mm-hmm. So I'll go with End of the Day, but I also love Steal My Girl. I just love the vibes and like the, is it piano? Just like the background instruments.
Yeah.
It sounds really good.
I love it. Okay. What is your favorite solo song?
Okay, so it's probably either at the moment Tightrope by Zayn. I'm just obsessed with it. It's so good. Or I really just love Walls, the song, and the album, of course, but Walls, the song.
Who is your favorite One Direction friend? Like you asked me, Ash, Ross, Lewis, any of them?
Yeah, so I definitely love Ash. Ash will always have my heart, but I've recently been getting into like Ross Harris's music. And when I tell you it is so good, like, I was so pleasantly surprised and shocked about how good it was, and I wish that I'd known he existed sooner, because like, I'm obsessed with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Ross Harris is Liam Payne's cousin. He was on the most recent LP show, and he has gained a really large following because of the show, because
it was
on there.
Really impressive. Like, it was so good.
And he has so much good music. So definitely go check him out on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever you use. He's
for
really
sure.
good.
I definitely recommend Don't Say It's Over. I'm obsessing over
and
that.
Say It Back. I think he's my two favorites right now. All right. And then last one, who is your favorite One Direction family member besides Ross, I guess, because he counts as a family member.
Oh, yeah, he is a family member.
All right.
Okay. Well, she's not really a family member quite yet, but I definitely count her in, like, the 1D family. She's the best. I'd have to go with Miss Maya Henry.
Mm-hmm. Solid choice.
She is just so sweet and so relatable with her love of McDonald's. I really did feel that. And she's, like, just gorgeous. I love her Instagram feed. She's active. She replied to my comment once, and I literally screamed and I cried. So thanks, Maya, if you're listening. We love you. You're the best. And, yeah, and one more thing I had to throw in. I'm answering and asking my own question. Grace, what was the first One Direction merch you got?
Oh, right.
Okay, well, here it is, Grace. So the very first 1D merch I got was the Our Moment perfume when it first came out, when I was, like, a little bit of a fan. But when I became a big fan this summer, I got the Ash and Niall moral of the story tie-dye tee, and I love it. I've gotten many stains on it. I don't know why, but I just have. So, yeah. Sorry that there was a bit of a pause there. We got called, but what are we going to be talking about then?
We'll be talking about our future for this podcast and what we plan on doing, like what we're going to talk about and who we're going to have on the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. So, next.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Our sister is under the bed right now so that we don't laugh at her.
But she just laughed.
She just laughed.
Okay.
But moving on. That's a little bit behind the scenes about us. Okay, so next week's topic is Ross Harris. And if that interests you and you want to come on the podcast and talk to us about it, go in the link of the bio of our Instagram. Our Instagram account is the same as this. It's Grace and Meg's 1D Talk with no apostrophe, none of that. That's just the name of it. You can also go on our TikTok. The link is in both of our bios and you just fill out the form. And if we're interested in you, we will contact you with further information on how to be in it.
Yeah, so we're going to have a topic for each podcast. And if you're interested in it, you can come on it. Like Grace said, next week is Ross Harris. We're planning on doing Ash and digging deeper into songs and albums that the boys have and just stuff like that.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We're really excited. We're hoping to grow. And what is our biggest goal?
Our biggest goal is to have one of the boys, probably Liam, because he is the most like social media out of all of them. Like he uses social media the most. Mm-hmm. So probably he'll be the most likely to notice us, but our number one goal is to have Liam Payne on the podcast. That would be a dream come true. We would literally
like we would just be crying the entire time. We wouldn't even be able to ask him questions.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, for sure. And we'd love to have Ross on. So mm-hmm. if he's listening, he can be on next week's because the topic is indeed him. And these are going to range from about like 10 to 20 minutes. So it's just going to be some fun time out of your day to hear some 1D talk and to possibly hear your own voice on here. So yeah, go follow our Instagram and TikTok for updates and check back every Wednesday for a new podcast.
All right. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
See you soon. See you soon.